This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug and Jay sitting in a tree. Remember that old thing? Doug
and
Jay. Right. But we have James Collins to deal with here, so I guess it wouldn't be the same scenario. James at the controls in our studio.
No funny business
in
on my watch, all right?
Dallas, yes, right, exactly. Jay Kirshner is here with social commentary on the news. It's the news that we talk about from here, there, and everywhere. What it's all about, what it means to you. Is something that, for example, as I think about our new connection or the ability you have to connect with us at 855-999-DOUG, I think about people's voicemail and whether or not the voicemail box, it's not really a box, but you know what we mean when your mail is full, the voicemail is full, I wonder sometimes about that. I think either this person is overwhelmed and can't keep up, or this person doesn't care, right? It's one or the other. If you have a voicemail, the reason you have a phone is because you want people to be in touch with you. If your voicemail is full, then you know why you
voicemail full.
You keep it full?
Yes. Well, because when you call me, as you know, Doug, it says text me.
I know.
Well, we are in a society where you get calls from people who aren't actually trying to reach you. They're just trying to reach whomever the person is at this number that came across their desk.
Yeah.
And leaving voicemails of, like, spammy kind of stuff all the time.
Oh, yeah, there's all of that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so it's like, just text me.
Well, okay, to each his own. I don't happen to, texts, I've become in the last year or two, actually since I've been around you, I've become more used to using text, and texting is okay now. It's sort of the normal part of my day where I check the text and you check the email and phone calls and stuff. But as from my perspective, I want the mailbox to be empty so that folks can call and leave us messages. The callers who are just mad about Dougie, I'm just mad about you. Well, let's see here. Whether or not we've got a couple of folks, I'm not sure. You make up your own mind on this, whether you think that the folks that we're about to hear from are mad about me or mad at me. Here's caller number one.
You know, abortion's okay. It's the ones that murder the babies when they come out and they suck the brains out of their head and cut them up to get them out. And by the way, the Democrats and their Marxist friends are tearing the hell out of this country. I would rather vote Republican and have abortion than let these Marxists take over our country because they're slaughtering everything we work for. So I'm never going to listen to you again because you're a moron.
Okay. Well, I'm happy not
so
to.
I'm so confused by that comment.
I'm happy not to have him listen to me because he's kind of an old F-A-R-T. Anybody who thinks, and there are a lot of people who do, that everybody who's a Democrat is a socialist or a radical or whatever. Sure, there are plenty of Democrats who are people that I wouldn't vote for, frankly, as there are a lot of Republicans that I wouldn't vote for. Just because it has an hour. This is an example of the kind of thing, in my mind, you make up your own mind, in my mind, those are the sorts of people that make it difficult to live and let live in this country. Are there things that we need to do to change stuff? Yep. That attitude, however, isn't the way to do it, in my estimation. Okay, so there's somebody who's mad at me. I'm sure that if you look around, James, you can find somebody else who's mad at me. Who do we have next?
One more.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I'm calling from across the United States on the eastern side, southernmost Florida, and I was totally shocked when a sweet lady, senior, called you and wanted to know about the time. and you reproached her and then scolded her and said, you don't do time zones, which is not true. If you're the great radio man for all these years, I'm listening to time and assistance for those that might be shut-ins. And she gave you the area she was from in California, and you made her feel terrible. So you need to go back to your phone numbers, call that lady back, and make sure she's not one of the poor people stranded in her place without a way to tell time. And hopefully she's okay. And do not be reproaching and scolding people.
Let me scold you while I tell you not to scold people. No, but the thing is, Doug, I don't feel like you scolded that woman at all. And she said that the reason she looks for the hour along with the minute, she even stated this, the original caller, that it's because she's laying in bed and she doesn't want to have to look over when she's listening. It's before she actually gets up, and she's trying to figure out how much longer she has before she has to actually get out of bed if she has another hour or so. So she even said in her call that she is not somebody who is incapable of being able to get 2 o'clock to tell time.
We have listeners far and wide, different opinions, different thoughts. People hear things different ways. I have, you believe me, madam, if I was chastising that lady, you would know it. It would be very, very noticeable. I was not doing that. Actually, I was teasing and having fun with her in a manner of speaking, or just trying to be accurate in telling her. As a matter of fact, I think I went through the same thing the last hour about the time, because people do get confused about it, and I'm sympathetic to that. So that's why I give you the time through the course. I think that radio doesn't do a service anymore. Many, even if you're listening to a program that's your local show, the people on the air are sloppy. They don't, one of the main ingredients of a good program that's on at this time, is to give people the time, because this program is heard mostly in the early morning, or what we call morning drive or mid-morning, when people are traditionally getting ready to go out and they have everything timed down to the minute, right? You brush your teeth at 6 minutes past the hour. You take a shower at 7 past the hour. You go to the bathroom at 15 past the hour. And you get dressed at 24 past the hour. You have a little breakfast at half past the hour. You're out of the house at 35 past the hour. And you're supposed to be at work at 54 past the hour. Okay, because you're supposed to be there on the top of the hour to start work. It's okay, that's how it kind of works. So I'm trying to do what I can under the circumstances. And I think we spend too much time talking about this. Go ahead.
And I think that is something that a lot of people don't realize when you are saying what time it is, but just giving it more of the minute than the hour itself, because it really is. It's not only just depending on what time zone it currently is at the moment, but the way people listen to the show and the way it can stream even in its entirety on repeat on gooddayshow.com. And so if we say it's like it's 7:15, mm-hmm. and then somebody's listening to it at a time when it is not 7:15, that could get really jumbled.
That's true.
More
Exactly. Right. All right. So by the way, that's a good reminder. You can every day get the whole program through the day at gooddayshow.com. You can also get our Good Day download. Every day it's something different. We edit the important conversations, or what Jay actually thinks are the important conversations. For example, the download that's there now is a focus on the financial situation and why we have this concern about a collapse, which is not going to happen. Then we also discuss the background checks and how there's possibly a change coming, which would be good. And that's what we said. We give you the news, and then what does it mean, and, you know, the opinions that we may have about it, and you make up your own mind. All right, the lady that was found alive, we kind of teased about Adam Levine and Blake Shelton and what's going on The Voice, which is back in season right now. Dr. Jack Stockwell is on the download with an update on my visit to him last week and what we know or need to know about better nutrition, all of that stuff, very important. Catch it all the information, all the conversation, gooddayshow.com, whether, as I said, it's the whole program playing all day long, or the download is there to help you make some decisions about things. that maybe you aren't good at making. If you're information is the way to make intelligent decisions, right? So here it is, as we are at your service and on your side at 16 past the hour, a discussion about the situation in Ohio, a little bit south of where Jay is in Cleveland, down to where the accident took place in East Palestine. So the state of Ohio has announced it's going to sue Norfolk Southern over the derailment, the toxic materials there. I would think they'd be suing the federal government as well, because they didn't do their job. Norfolk Southern didn't do their job. Apparently, remember when I was talking about seeing the video of the train, of the wheels in the train, the sparks coming out of it?
Yeah.
Apparently, most of the cars on that particular train have been recently delivered, and the bearings were not properly fitted on the wheel, so the bearings sort of blew out. The wheels became loose. They entangled the brakes, and that was the problem. Guess where the cars were made? You want to take a guess?
No.
Oh, you don't. That's no fun. Anyway, these cars were made in China. Yep, that's fabulous. So why are we suing those people as well? There are going to be lawsuits on top of lawsuits on top of lawsuits.
And it makes sense to sue the company first, because that's typically where they will. Yeah, that's definitely the jumping off point.
Yeah, right. So anyway, the suit is something that I'm sure will go on for years, because lawyers will be the ones that will make all of the money on this. According to the state of Ohio, and they're right, the derailment was entirely avoidable. Yep, they certainly, and Norfolk Southern has had an 80% increase in accidents over the last 10 years. So it's got to be management, it's got to be maintenance, and so they need to be held accountable, for sure. Absolutely. And the trouble with all these, like the airlines and all these companies, they're all run by bean counters. They're not run by operators. They're the real old-school train people who know how to operate a train system, a railroad, like the airlines. Those people really knew, and there weren't problems like this. You just didn't have these sorts of problems. So anyways, interesting to watch this as it plays out. 18 after here on Good Day.
Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of your boat cruising along the intercoastal. And there's the sound of the prop hitting a really big rock. And now the sound of waves, because the engine stopped. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with the multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Did you hear about Taco Bell's apology? Yeah, they apologized for going too far with their breakfast. Like the naked egg taco and chicken biscuit nachos? It was too much. All you need in the morning is tasty, simple food. Like the breakfast crunch wrap. Fluffy eggs, melty cheese, sausage, crispy hash browns, wrapped in a warm tortilla. Or, as some call it, a breakfast crunch thing. Grab one today, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only until 11 a.m. while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation, which vary.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you have to drive 300 miles to your cousin's wedding. Okay, so it's his fourth. But you know what they say, fourth time's the charm. Well, here's the problem. Your tires are as bald as I am. But lucky for you, eBay Motors has tires for just about every make and model. Plus wheels, lug nuts, jack stands, and more. 122 million parts. Do they have tissues? Oh, good, because I'm definitely a crier. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic and extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
On 23 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Happy birthday to Stephen Krasminski today, who's listening to the program. Mark Watson, also, happy birthday, 61 today. Juan Gualda is celebrating his birthday today, as is Derek Dorsey. Happy birthday to all of you who are having the birthday of your life. Every year is an anniversary of your life, right? So look back, reflect on the day today, and think about all of the great things you have to be thankful for. I'm hoping that there's a lot of that in all of your lives, for sure. The social media connection here on the Good Day program, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day on Air, a lot of comments as usual on pictures that we put up or ideas that we put forth. And so, Jay, as she follows what it is that you have in your mind, we're talking about that new ice cream flavor at Walmart. Would you try this? What's the oddest ice cream flavor you've ever tried? What's the most unusual thing you've ever eaten? Ooh, there you go. Prune ice cream.
Blech. I'm not sure I would like that, but it doesn't seem that odd.
Prune ice cream? Yeah, because you can make ice cream out of any fruit, anything you blend
it
in.
Like fruit exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe some vegetables might be a little bit more questionable.
Michael S. says he's eaten bear sausage. That sounds just well, you can make sausage out of anything. You can have this deer sausage. We all see chicken sausage all the time, and turkey sausage, and beef sausage.
Yeah,
and
but bear's not typically on the menu.
No. And you wonder, does it taste just like chicken? How about snake sausage? Right? People say that snake, you eat a snake, it tastes like chicken.
Isn't that one that there were, people
snake
are like, oh, it tastes like
sausage.
Chicken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Frog tastes like chicken.
Yeah. Okay, let's see here. Here's another fellow. Actually, this guy is an auctioneer that I know, Jay Martin, up in Waterloo, New York. All right, Jay. Jay doesn't want ranch-flavored ice cream. The weirdest flavor he's ever seen is dill pickle ice cream. Who made that?
Huh. I'm not sure, but I could believe it. There's always different ones, especially like the time of year. You'll have just odd things, people getting their name out. And then, of course, we talk about it, and then people are like, oh, you make normal ice cream, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, we won't see any of that. The dill pickle ice cream will not make it to the ice cream bus on the Easley Farm menu this summer, for sure.
There
won't be any ranch flavored. No. We're not. We have the normal. We have 28 flavors, mostly fruity things and the usual traditional stuff. But the ice cream is fabulous because I make sure there's lots of butterfat in it. Cream, 18% butterfat, whereas most of the stuff you buy in the store is about 10 or 12. Fried ice cream. Greg Donahoe says fried ice cream is about as exotic as I want to get. So how do they do that? I've been in restaurants. We've all been in restaurants where they've served fried ice cream. But how does it, why doesn't it melt?
Probably because it's so fast. Like, they have the ice cream and then they, I don't know, put it in the batter or whatever and then freeze that and then fry it. So the outside gets fried and hot and gooey. That I don't want to say dichotomy, but that hot and the cold at the same time, like molten lava cake with an ice cream on top, it's so good. Fried ice cream is delicious.
Is it? Carrie Morgan says most unusual thing that he's eaten is chili with beans in it. Why would that be? Chili with beans. Maybe that's his favorite. I guess that's what he was suggesting. Right? That's his favorite of all the things. I don't know. I just been looking at some of this stuff. And I think, who would eat? Who the heck would eat that stuff? All right, keep your comments coming. We're always appreciative of them. Again, the Facebook and Instagram connection to Good Day Radio Show. Also, it's 855-999-DOUG. That's a good connection as well.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Russia is being accused by military officials of intentionally colliding with a U.S. drone in international waters above the Black Sea, causing the U.S. asset to crash. Representative Greg Stube from the House Ways and Means Committee on Fox News has questions for the Biden administration.
Saw how feckless Joe Biden and his administration is on the world stage, and Putin and the Russians and the Chinese know they can get away with whatever they want to do. Chinese can put a surveillance balloon all across the domestic continental United States. Russians can shoot down our drones. They know there's not going to be any type of reaction from this White House.
Eight states, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Wisconsin, and Washington are holding statewide elections this year. Nationwide, 46 states permit some form of no-excuse early voting. This includes eight states like Washington, where elections are conducted entirely by mail. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Good day.
Good day, sir.
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
The Doug Line's available. You have the opportunity right now to talk about what matters to you, your thoughts, your opinion. Let's have it. Jay and I are ready, willing, and able to hear, and more importantly, the audience wants to know what you're thinking. They want to hear it in your voice. So let's go, Jay.
Have your voice heard and join the conversation by calling the Doug Line.
855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. Bum, 34 after the hour. There we are again on the morning or the good day program, the good morning program. Good day. How do you do? Jay Kirschner is here to wish you well, as am I, with a way. Well, I'm not here to teach you how to think. I'm not here to teach you what to think. I hope you are thinking about a lot of the things that we say that may be pleasant. They may be provocative, they may be good, they may be bad, whatever, but it's all aimed at getting you to think. That's the end result, the desired end result here. Thought combined with baby steps of understanding in a particular direction. You make up your mind what direction you want to go in, but I think we are creating the circumstance here that gets you to be in an idea place. I like ideas. This is the birth. Well, a lot of good ideas have come out of any of our discussions, right? Don't you find every day you learn something, Jay?
Oh, you should. I feel like it's a day wasted if you don't learn at least one thing.
Yeah, all right. So.
And it can be something small. It doesn't always have to be these groundbreaking teachings.
Right, exactly. Okay, so Joe Biden let it slip that Jimmy Carter had asked him to deliver his eulogy upon his passing, which Jimmy Carter must be thinking about a good deal more. The eulogy, it's often, I remember when Clinton delivered a eulogy for Nixon, and the Democrats at the time thought it was atrocious, horrible, that he being Clinton, would deliver the eulogy upon the demise of that scoundrel Richard Nixon. So there was a lot of political what's this. And Clinton, I hand, even though today he does sort of more, maybe his wife than him, comes across as being political or a shill sometimes for the Democrats. It's the old school Democrats. It's interesting because Clinton was one of the youngest presidents we've ever had, and yet we think of him today as a senior statesman. He's the same age as I am and brings a lot of the same attitudes and values to the world, to life, as I do, because it was a generational thing, much as anything else. And there are a lot of you who don't like Clinton, a lot of you who do. I thought, frankly, I didn't vote for him either time, but I thought he was a reasonably good president, as I thought Nixon was a reasonably good president, even though he was a scoundrel. Clinton was a scoundrel. Now think about it for a second. If you go back through the history, and I think we talked about this on President's Day, Jay, many of the presidents that we've had have been scoundrels. And they get, if you look at the present crop of some of these characters that are running, they're scoundrels, right? The ones who are most visible, the ones that you hear the most from, that seems to be, you know, not sort of in thinking with the keys of the kingdom. They're scoundrels. Trump is a scoundrel. Biden is a scoundrel. He may seem like a sweeter guy because he's not hitting you over the head with it, but you can rest assured that Biden's got some stuff in his closet that he doesn't want anybody to know about. And Trump has plenty of stuff in his closet. He doesn't seem to care whether people know about it or not.
That's also a good statement on politicians in general. How do they get away with so much
stuff
more
they
than
get away
just
with.
Like, yeah, you or
yeah.
I would be mm-hmm. put in jail.
Right, exactly. Because they know people, power. How many, George Santos, how does he even stay there? But they can't find a way to get rid of him. So, anyway, Biden said when he was out in California this week that Carter requested, sort of off the cuff, when he was talking to him, that I do his eulogy. And then Biden said, oh, excuse me, I shouldn't say that. I spent time with Mr. Carter, and it's finally caught up with him, but they found a way to keep him going for a bit longer. He's 98, oldest living, longest lived U.S. president. The hospice care that continues at his home in Plains, people watching him every day. But I think about Jimmy Carter, and when I met him, he had just become the president. And the first thing he did upon being president, within a week of his inauguration, he came to Clinton, Massachusetts, to do a town hall meeting in the local high school, And I went there to cover it, and I talked to him. And it was like, I've talked to Jimmy Carter more than any other president that I've ever been able to talk to. It wasn't like he was my best friend, but, you could have a conversation with him and you knew he was paying attention to you. Clinton was like that too. Clinton paid attention to every single word you said. Whereas George Bush was looking out into the trees someplace. He was paying no attention. I never interviewed him as president. I interviewed him when he came to a talk host convention the year before the election. Anyway, it's back to the scoundrels, right? What does it take to be president? Carter was not a scoundrel, and he only lasted one term. What's that tell you? Right? You know, you say, well, you just said Trump was a scoundrel. He only lasted one term. Well, Carter gave up. Trump hasn't given up. I think that's it. What I liked most, and I think I've said this before as well, Jay, Jimmy Carter eulogized President Gerald Ford.
Who he defeated.
He defeated, right, exactly, back in 2007. And when Ford died, he laid in state in the Capitol Rotunda and then in the White House. Jimmy Carter stayed with the body around the clock 24 hours a day for the duration of the time that Gerald Ford laid in state. And then he flew. He was the only person in the plane with Ford's body when it was flown back to Michigan for his funeral. So there's something to be said about him. Jimmy Carter may have been, certainly in modern times, if not the entire history of the presidency, one of the most decent, if not the most decent human being who occupied that position. All right, let's go to the Kennedys. Former Kennedy home in Washington hits the market this week. Guess how much they want? This was Jackie Kennedy's home after her husband died. She lived there in Georgetown for quite a long time. Actually, I think until she died. The family has held on to it. Matter of fact, I think that the daughter has lived there off and on because she's very involved in Washington politics. Was an ambassador to, was it England? I don't know. It's a couple of, no, Japan, I think. Anyway, so the properties on the market right now, 26 and a half cool ones will buy it. And I mean, 26 and a half million.
It's
yeah. Cool one.
That kind of makes sense, given where it is. It's a major mansion, 13 bedrooms, 13 bathrooms, half baths, 16,000 square feet. Plus, the tie-in to the fact that it was Jackie Kennedy's, who was just so beloved. She was American royalty.
Yep, right. So they've sold pretty much all the Kennedy homes have been sold off now and have a lot of money. The one that hit, let's see, back in 2017, they sold the home that they had along the Potomac for $49 million. Anyway, so it's another milestone as time marches on. The senior care facility in California, that'd be something I'd like to ask Jennifer about next time she's here, Jay. These three people that are working for this facility in L.A. County charged in connection with a COVID outbreak that killed 13 of the residents. The district attorney announcing that these three people, all managers at the Silverado Senior Living Center, were charged with 13 counts of elder endangerment, 5 counts of violation causing death. This is Irvine, California. The investigation revealing that the management team was aware of the risks associated with admitting a new resident from a high-risk area, failed to follow procedure to protect employees and the people in their care. These decisions created conditions that needlessly exposed the staff and the residents to serious injury and death. So the prosecutors, there was a big outbreak at this particular. This was one of the first big outbreaks, matter of fact.
Back when it looked so unknown around it.
Right. And one of the other things that was part of it, Jay, was the business of understanding that a lot of people who died, this is where it started, who died of other things, but because the government was paying $2,000 a head for everybody who died of COVID, they were giving the nursing homes, the hospitals, whoever it was, wherever the bodies were, they expired, they got $2,000. So this outfit was piling them up.
Well, yeah, people who died with who had COVID at the time of their death, not necessarily died from COVID.
Yeah, right, exactly. Are we ever going to be through? I think that's one of the important, not important is the right word, but of all of the things that we will remember in our lifetime as we get closer to the end of the road, this has been certainly these last couple of years pulsating, electrifying, shocking, all of the words you can use to attribute not only to COVID, but to the way it was handled, which to this day, I think we were way off the mark in the way it was handled, starting with how, you know, now we're just waking up to the fact that the Chinese government was the cause of all of it. And we're still doing nothing but pussyfooting around. in that reality. Speaking of Biden and what's going on, the world is a is it a more dangerous place? Is it a stranger place? You know, the tag team stuff that goes on here, back and forth, Republicans, Democrats, and all the political leaders who have been in office for a long time, and I think a long time. I believe in, I've said this 100 times, but I've said it once, term limitation, 6 years, and that's it. President, 6 years, can't run again. Senator, 6 years, can't run again. Congressman, 6 years, can't run again. Governor, 6 years, that's it. So all these people that have been around, usually I think the tipping point is 15 or 16 years. And so I'm looking around at uproars around the world. And if you look over in Israel and see what's going on there this week, Benjamin Netanyahu, who's been in and out of office for, 20 years or so, he's been around, he's been in, he's been out, he's been up, he's been down. He's the only politician in Israel. Well, that's not really true. I've interviewed a couple of them, but I spent the most time with him. Tough as nails, very smart, and yet he doesn't seem to be able to control his country's politics now, even though he was kind of sort of reelected, but he can't keep the government together. At the moment, the biggest internal clash in Israel since its founding back in, 1948, 1949? And the Israelis, there's a lot of protests going on. 5 or 6% of the population has been involved. I was talking to Uri Geller, my friend who lives over there, the other day off the air. And so a lot of the people who are protesting are following a former prime minister named Ehud Barak. So you think we are the only place that has upset? Not true. It's 48 after the hour on Good Day.
Ray Maliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, trunk lids, license plate holders, and headlights. They've got lots of headlights. When you need parts, get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 85% water, right?
85% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure concentrated cleaning ingredients. Don't pay for water. Pay for clean.
Save $10 when you spend $30 on Tide and Downy. Water content based on the leading Bargain liquid detergent. Must buy at least one participating Tide or Dreft detergent item, plus at least one participating Downy and or Bounce scent booster, liquid fabric softener, or dryer sheets. Prepaid card by mail. Visit pglaundryrebate.com for terms and conditions.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year. Which means... Wait. Hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. it's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Transport you into the world of your pets and talking about pets with Warren Eckstein, who's here from The Pet Show. ThePetShow.com is his website. If you're very smart, you're going to listen to Warren and his expertise with his program on the air. Many of these same stations carry the program. We have a tip from Warren every single day, and then we have our visit with him. Don't forget about his exclusive mineral and vitamin. I always say put minerals first, because I think sometimes in many ways minerals are more important than vitamins. People are like, oh, I've taken my vitamins today. But there's important minerals that you should have, and your dog and your cat should as well. So there's different blends for your furry friends. Warren has two, and you can order them at hugsandkisses.com. Hugsandkisses.com. It's very cool. Good stuff. All right, I'm talking about snakes today with you for a minute. Warren?
I love snakes. It
was a python that was discovered inside a U-Haul truck that has apparently was frozen inside the truck on some trip, but now has been reunited with its 14-year-old owner in Virginia. The lady who runs the U-Haul Center, Megan Hamm, said they found the frozen snake underneath the passenger seat of the U-Haul box truck. And, you know, you got to wonder when you look, you open the door and you see a snake looking at you. And it brought me around to thinking about a couple of other. There was a python story about how the pythons down in Florida are moving north. And I wondered whether or not this particular python that was in Virginia had been moved. I don't see in the story where the pet came from, where they were moving from. But if you look at some of the trackers for pythons, starting in Miami in that area around the Everglades, over the last couple of years, there have been a lot of these snakes that have moved north to West Palm Beach, and then they moved up to Jacksonville, and they moved up to Savannah, and now they're in Virginia. So what are we, these are Burmese pythons. Those are pretty big. They live in the wild.
Yeah, they do.
Right?
But here's the scenario, Doug, and this is a big problem. A lot of people want to go out and get some type of exotic pet, and they go out and they buy a small python, a Burmese python, or a boa, that may be, you know, maybe 3 feet or 3 or 4 feet. They buy a tank for it. Then it starts getting bigger, 4 feet, 5 feet, 6 feet, 7 feet, 8 feet, 9 feet, 10 feet, 11 feet, 12 feet, 13 feet. And so what do they do with it at that point? The pet stores don't want them. The humane societies are not going to take them for the most part, so they release them. And what happens is they just flood an environment. And that's what's happening down in Florida and moving on north with these snakes. And they're destroying a lot of the environment. Now, I'm a big snake fan, but releasing a snake into the wild where it should not be is not a good idea. So before anyone, I don't recommend exotic pets to anyone, but if you're going to do it, make sure you educate yourself. Get involved with the local reptile society. They have foster homes and places you can go, but releasing them into the wild is not the right thing to do. You know, you brought up an interesting point. You talked about the snake being frozen. Let me give you the opposite end of that spectrum. Years ago, I was doing a segment on the Today Show with Al Roker, and I brought on a beautiful 14-foot albino python, and I had him on my neck, really mellow snake, but I forgot for a second that when you go out on the set, those lights come on, and they started heating up, and the snake became warmer and warmer, and it got tighter and tighter around my neck. I sounded like Clarabelle by the time the segment was over, and it took three guys. Hey, it wasn't trying to hurt me, it was just really, the heat was coming up, so it means his metabolism was getting ready to eat. They can make great pets if they're handled regularly, if you know what you're doing, but if you're not really an expert, leave the snakes to the experts.
The home of Siegfried and Roy, you know, the iconic folks, the tigers that they trained, has been listed in Las Vegas for $3 million. So in case you want a weekend place to get away, help yourself. Go right over there. And that was another thing, you know, tigers for pets. And look what happens. Can snakes turn on you the way that animal turned on them?
You know, I don't know if I like the word turned on.
Oh, okay.
There's usually something that provokes it. When you're training guard dogs, for example, the person that you're teaching to be the bad guy has to kind of really get sweaty and the adrenaline starts coming. Dogs pick up on that. So I don't know, Doug. I don't have an answer for that.
All right. So here's something you do have an answer for. The treatise that you have on rewarding dogs for bad behavior. How do you fix that?
Stop rewarding them. If a dog or cat isn't receiving attention for doing something wrong, why bother doing it? So focus on teaching the positive and don't over-correct. Over-correction just as bad as no correction at all.
All right. The word to the wise is sufficient, so they say. And those are words of wisdom from Warren Eckstein, who is our pet expert here on the Good Day program. Now 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.